My grandmother was really the inspiration for the film. And when she was 99, she was still working out at the gym. And I thought, oh my God, I better film this because nobody's going to believe that at 99, she's still working out and lifting her weights. And I had her mic'd, and thankfully, I just asked her for a few words of wisdom. And that was kind of the beginning of the whole project. I came back from that trip. She lived in Florida, and I live in California. And I put together a little 1 minute video clip of her. And I realized that I really wanted to find other people out there that were as much an inspiration as my grandmother was to me. So I sent an email blast out to all my friends and family, and I have taught at Cal Poly for 24 years. And I said, if you have somebody in your life that's as much an inspiration as my grandmother is to me, please nominate them for this project. And I was just inundated with heartwarming nominations.
What are some of the commonalities? I know you have been thinking about this for a long time. So the people that you met and filmed and who were so exciting and interesting in the film, what are some of the things that they seem to have that unites them, that makes them the same in some ways?
After interviewing 40 people, I think that the common thread amongst all of them was that, first of all, they all were passionate about doing something every day, learning something new. Second of all, they all were supported by a good group, a network of friends or family. And thirdly, is really that they all saw life as a glass is half full rather than half empty. They all had a very positive attitude about life. I think those were really the three common elements for all the people that I interviewed.
Another interesting thing was how many of them in their later years, and these were things that some of them started in their later years, take to the arts to express themselves, to be fully alive. And you've captured that quite nicely in so many of the stories.
Well, thank you. I think that part of it might be that I think of myself as an artist and a photographer, and I am always constantly learning and doing new things and trying new things. And I think that that creative spirit does keep us young. And so I think there might be something to that. I think that being involved in music or painting or drawing or something that, or dancing, something that we're creative in, I do think helps keep us young spirited.
Tell me what effect this film has had on you and your life. Are you doing anything differently? Do you imagine your life being different as you grow older? How has this changed you to be in the company of so many extraordinary older folks?
Well, I think that's a really good question. And I was approaching 50 as I started working on this film. I'm now 52. And I think the big thing for me was I was looking at what are the role models going to be of what I want my life to be like as I age. And I certainly want it to be positive and upbeat. And I think that all these people certainly are good role models for me. And I say, I think I have, it feels like I have 40 new grandparents, which is lovely. I mean, I have all these elders that I can count on as friends and hang out with and talk to. But I think the biggest thing that I got from working on the film was really to live in the moment and to cherish each moment. I think when you're young, it's very easy to get caught up in your day-to-day things and all the things that we are doing that make us so busy. But to really just take that time to live in the moment and enjoy what's happening around you right at that moment.